In this case, the plaintiff claims that the defendants, while acting under color of state law, knowingly deprived the plaintiff of his due rights under the Constitution of the U.S. Now, the plaintiff claims that while the defendants were acting under color of authority of the state of Maine, as members of the school board of Smith County, they intentionally breached the plaintiff's due rights, namely, that he was deprived of his rights under the First Amendment of the Constitution when the defendants discharged the plaintiff from his employment because of the plaintiff's exercise of his right of free speech. Under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the U.S., each person has the right to freedom of speech. The law further establishes that a citizen may sue in this court for an award of money damages against anyone who, under color of any state law or state custom, violates the plaintiff's rights under the Constitution of the United States. In order to prove his claim, therefore, the plaintiff must prove, by a preponderance of the evidence, each of the following facts. First, that the actions of the defendants were under color of the authority of the state of Maine. Second, that the plaintiff's exercise of his protected First Amendment rights was a substantial or motivating factor in the defendant's decision to discharge the plaintiff from his work. Third, that the defendant's acts were the proximate or legal cause of damages sustained by the plaintiff. In this case, the parties have said and agreed that the defendants acted under color of state law, and you should, therefore, accept that fact as proven. A state or local official acts under color of the authority of the state, not only when he acts within the limits of his lawful authority,